Townsend Atelier here in Chattanooga is partnering with the Tennessee River Gorge Trust to celebrate the power of the small things that live and thrive in the gorge. 8 visual artists in this area have created artwork that will be on view tomorrow in a live stream event, and the proceeds from the event will benefit the gorge. I spoke with Peggy Townsend of Townsend Atelier and Alicia Hickson with the Trust.
Peggy, Alicia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is a virtual event, but it is for something grand in nature.
Absolutely. We have done this event for years, and it's always in person. But this year, we are mobilizing and moving it virtual, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it does. It supports the Tennessee River Gorge Trust and the amazing work we're doing to protect and preserve the River Gorge.
And the partnership with Townsend Atelier and the artists. Peggy, tell us more about that. The theme is the power of small.
Right. The theme is the power of small. And this is the second year that we have done this form of the partnership. We've worked with the Gorge in the past with their fundraiser, Another Gorgeous Evening, and involved artists in that. But last year, we started with a whole new format that worked really well, which was we kind of curated and pre-selected 8 artists that are affiliated with us. They're some of the best artists in Chattanooga. We've asked them to create artwork based on a theme. So last year's theme was the essence of place. So we asked them to sort of capture the essence of the gorge. And that could mean anything from a big landscape to something smaller. But this year's theme, we gave them the theme of the power of small. So they've all been asked to think about something that is small but powerful, that lives and thrives in the gorge, whether it's powerful from an ecological standpoint or from a beauty aspect. Got everything from flora to fauna, got sculpture as well as painting and collage in the show. So these 8 artists have these works, and they'll be previewed and available for purchase.
Tell us about access to the gorge at this time.
Our campsites and our trails are open for public use. We encourage everybody to follow all the CDC guidelines, social distancing, and to pick up after themselves as always. But our Pop Point campsite, our Williams Island campsites are open. We have closed some of the Williams Island campsites. Not all of them are open, just to ensure proper social distancing. And our trails, the Ritchie Hollow and the Pop Point Nature Loop Trail, are open. And you can view all the information about those, as well as reserve the campsites at trgt.org.
And then, Peggy, how is the atelier operating at this time with businesses reopening?
We have been officially closed since March. We canceled all of our workshops, all of our summer camps, which is a huge thing for us. So we've kind of been dormant, except we have had a few classes online if the instructor is comfortable doing it, not every instructor is willing or able to do that. And then we've also been doing curbside pickup and shipping for art materials. So we're here most every day to answer phone calls and fulfill orders, but we probably won't really resume classes full force until fall. I have a couple of classes in the summer that we're not canceling, but we've reduced the registration to 8 students, and we'll have masks and we'll be appropriately distanced and all of those guidelines. So we operated one class this weekend like that, and it went really well, but we are requiring that everybody kind of take those measures to participate.
And what's it been like for the artists to participate in this partnership this time around with the Tennessee River Gorge Trust?
When we signed them up, this was pre-COVID. So, you know, they were just anticipating another theme to get excited about. They made all the work anticipating that it would be here at Townsend Atelier with a big preview party. And then we had to kind of shift things. So I don't know that it was any different when they were creating the work, but certainly they've all had to prepare a video that's pre-recorded that'll be put up during the evening. So they'll get to meet the artists virtually, and the artists are talking about their work. So they've had to do a few things. 2 of the artists, Holly Chastain, who's a collage artist, and Amanda Brazier, who makes her own pigment from earth that she's harvested from the area, both of them have agreed to pre-tape a art lesson demo so the attendees can either watch or make along with them. So we've tried to get them to do some extra things that they wouldn't have done for a normal exhibit, but this kind of hit after we were full stride.
And the event is virtual. The art is shared virtually, But there's no substitute for going out there and seeing the gorge in person.
That's absolutely correct. We encourage everybody to get outside. It's a great time to do that. And it's a great way to take a break from your homes that I'm sure we're all going stir crazy in. And I just wanted to add that on Thursday night, we're also the demonstrations. We have Holly and Amanda doing their amazing art demonstrations. But then we also have Chattanooga Whiskey is going to teach you how to make a cocktail. And you're also going to get a Vine Talk, which is a wine demonstration from Athens Distributing. So there's some great little fun demos and educational pieces that are happening that night that kind of make it feel different. And that's, I think that's what's been most exciting for us in planning this, is really trying to figure out how to be engaging and make it exciting and fun for folks to attend.
Even if it's virtual, it's still attending.
Yes.
And where can people go online for more information?
They can visit our website at trgt.org/AGE.
And Peggy, where can folks go online to keep up with the Atelier?
They can go to townsendatelier.com, or they can look at us on Facebook or Instagram. We're pretty active and keep things current on those two platforms.
All right. Peggy, Alicia, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.